الشيء بس وشو فاوق.
الناس كيدا ريتسيون ذا has many different references of the Churban. I'd like to focus on one idea. The Kina says, "Al kilu klei hechal u'mizbach ketoreha." The klei hechal, the inner chambers of the mikdash and the hechal, all the kelim were mechulal, were profaned, and the mizbach toreha. In a new sefer that recently came out on the kinos of the series of Rav Rosenthal, of the Motzei Shal Rav, he quotes from Rav David Soloveitchik of Brisk. He says, what is the klei hechal in contrast to the mizbach toreha? That was also part of the klei hechal. And Reb David answered, as the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, Mizbeach shenekar maktirim ktoros bimkomo. That if the Mizbeach haktoros was not there, you could still be maktir the ktoros in that mokom. So we're mourning on one hand for the klei hechal, but the second thing is the mokom ha-mizbeach, which was nechlal. And then he refers to something that he wrote early in the sefer from Rav Zafrani from Eretz Yisrael. He discusses the Mishnah in Tainis. Chamisha devarim iru az avoseinu b'tisha b'av. There were five things that happened on Tisha B'av. Nigzar l'avoseinu sh'likansu l'oretz. V'chorav habayis barishona u'vishniya. We had the gzera that we couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. The chet ha-meradlim. The first base of Mikdash was destroyed. The second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Nilkata Beitar v'nechrasha ha'ir. So he quotes here, what is the significance? There was a Churban HaBayis. The edifice, the building was destroyed. But then nechrasha ha'ir. The ear, the city of Yerushalayim, is plowed over. What is that significance? So he writes in the Sefer, Rav Zafrani, Motzei Shal Rav, quoting Rav Zafrani. He says, Tzorech Iyun, Eze Tosefes Churban Yesh, B'ma Shenechrash Mokom HaMikdash, Lachar Shechrivu. What else was added? The edifice, the building was destroyed, and now the year was plowed over. Why is that? What is that an added Churban? Then he quotes the Pasuk in Micha, Lachem Bogalchem Tzion Tzode Techorish. Same idea, Tzion Tzode Techorish. What is that significance that year is plowed over? And he writes, and he quotes, כי באות טיטוש הראשה החריב את בית המקדש, הרי טרנפרופס הראשה מוחק את החורבן. כל עוד היה בית המקדש חורב, ניתן היה לראות את העצים והאבונים, כפי שראה ירמיהו הנביא בחורבן בית ראשון, היה ניתן להתקשר לעבר באופן מוחשי. Whereas, if the bais hamikdash is destroyed, that's a terrible thing. But when Yirmiyahu saw the Churban, he saw the building, he saw the Mokom. There's still a connection to the past. Hayanitan liskasher el ha'ovar, physically. But once The city was plowed over. There's nothing to see anymore. There's nothing, there's no connection anymore. You see it, and there's nothing to see. That connection is a schus, even to see the chumr. At least you see a connection to the past. And the nechrash ha'ir, there's no even connection anymore, and that behooves an avelus in its own right. So Baruch Hashem, we're here learning in yeshiva. This yeshiva was one of the primary makomos that Gedolei Torah came from Europe, that were brought over by the yeshiva to come and teach Torah. And when I first came to the yeshiva in 1978, it was a very large percentage of Rabbanim that was still here from pre-war Europe, that were still in the yeshiva. We had that zchus to be able to see Rabbanim who were Gedolei Torah in their own right, who were close to the Gedolei Torah that the whole world today learns their Torah, the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Oizer. All these Rabbanim, Reb Chaim Brisker, all Rabbanim who had a direct connection. We were able to see the Churban of Europe existed, but those Gedolei Torah was still there. Unfortunately, as time passes on, those Rabbanim are no longer with us, but we're still Zoche to have Talmidim, the Talmidei Talmideihem, still in our midst. And that is something important, because Torah is a link to the past. It's all about Mesorah. It's all about, we have new ideas, but it's all rooted in the past. The Churban of Nechrash Ha'ir, the Makom of Haktoris, is no longer visible. That's a Churban. Because if you can't link to the past, then we have no future. Future is as good as our connection to the past. The past was the makom. The makom itself is goring. Rishonim talk about whether the mikdash has a kedushas makom even b'churbano. Whatever it is, a makom of Torah has an effect. You know, the Baal Shem Tov once said on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah harei ze moshav leitzim. So there's a lot discussed in this Mishnah, but the Baal Shem Tov's pshat was that two people are learning Torah and it's not going anywhere. They don't feel a siyata d'shmaya. It's not going anywhere. So it says harei ze moshav leitzim means that this place that they're learning prior was the Moshav Leitzim, and therefore it's imbued with that Leitzonus, and therefore they don't have the Siyata Deshmaya to continue. Because Torah is all about, of course, Chidushei Torah, but all Chidushei Torah coming from something that existed prior. And when the core is gone, when it's the Moshav Leitzim, so that means this place was infused with Leitzonus, so then, they're not going to have a siyata d'shmaya to continue. And Baruch Hashem, the idea of being in a Makom Torah is learning from somebody who learned from somebody all the way back to the Masorah that we have from the Gra, from Volozhin, from all different places till Sinai. And that's the Schus. And that's where the Binyan is going to come from. It only comes from what happened in the past. Tzion Tzoda Techorish. There was an attempt to obliterate that past, to obliterate a connection to the past. And the more we're connected to the past, doesn't mean we can't have our own chidushim and our own ideas, but it all has to be based on that yisod. The Mokom HaKtoris, Pidyodei Bechoreh, Al Chiluk Lechechol, Mizbach Ketoreh, Tzion Tzoda Techorish. And just to say over the first part of this line, Al Zivchei Semideu Fidyonei Bechoreha. There's a big discussion, what does that mean? Pidyon HaBechor, don't we have Pidyon, how many times? Pidyon HaBen, we have this man hazeh. So some Mefarshim, Rav Warman has in the Sefer, I think from Satmar Rebbe, that perhaps the Kohanim are only Kohane Chazaka, and therefore we don't have the real Kohanim, the Safik and the Pidyon. And others say that Sissi Eliezer has a whole tshuva quoting from different sources. Maybe it's Bikureha, maybe it's Thriona Bikureha, maybe it's referred to the Bikurim. But the Brisker, as Moshe Shapiro from the library told me, he thought the Pashup Shad is what the Brisker Rav said, that Pidyonei Bechareha is referring to the Levim. Because the Levim were the Pidyon for the Bechorim. So originally the Avoda was in the Bechorim. And that's what we're mourning, the last of the Avodas, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out, the Avoda of the Levim, the Shiras HaLevim. We always say Shir Shal Yom every day at the end of davening, and we don't realize the glory that existed in the time of the Mikdash, of the Vat, of the Shiras HaLevim, together with the Nisach HaYayim that existed in the Korban Tomid every day. And that's our link, because Levi is a Lashon Mislava. You're connected to something. Hapam Yilava Ishi Eli. Levi is a Chibur. And that's a Chibur to the past. And even though there's a Korban, but we have, even though there was an attempt to destroy that connection, and that's Sion Soda Techoresh, Rav Zafrani pointed out. It shouldn't be any connection to the past, but Baruch Hashem, we're able to make that connection, and as strong as a connection to the past is, so too will be the link to the future. And as now we end the kinos, and we sing the Elitzion Vareha, we should keep in mind these ideas, and Bezer Hashem, we should that this Tisha B'Av should be the last Tisha B'Av. You know, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaHamishi, Tzom HaHamish, Shvi, V'Tzom HaShiri, Yael Beis Yisrael, V'Sosor L'Simcha. So the Chasam Sofer said, and what happens on a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha? Which day will be the Sosor L'Simcha? Will it be on Tisha B'Av? Will it be on the 10th? So he says, Chasam Sofer, that's what the Pasuk says. Tzom Harvi, the day of the Tzom, will be L'Sosor L'Simcha. Be'ez Hashem, that Sunday will be the day of L'Sosor L'Simcha. Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zocha for that. B'Pei Rav Yomim. Elitzia V'Yareha K'mari Shavitzireha Bechisulach agurasa, albaulureha, al
le armon ashenu tash tash matzon adoreha shial biyas mechar feyel yitov mikdash adoreha le galuz nisha seyel ani meishir imareha yal damam asher shupah imol meyereha Lei hegyod mecholeha, asher damon biyareha, fialvad asher shomeim, uvitul sanhedreya, lei zivchei simideha, ufidyonei bichareha, fialchilul klei hechol, umizbach etoreha, lei tapei melocheha, Bnei David gevireha, b'yal yofyom asher choshach, eisoru kisoreha, alei kovod asher golo, b'eis kurban devireha, b'yal lochetz asher lochatz, b'som sakim chagoreha, alei machatz v'rov makos, asher hukur nezireha, b'yal diput alei selo, Ola lehoner oreha, lei simchas oiveha, sochaku al shivoreha, kali nui bnei chorin, ivieha tehoreha, lei fesha shivsa, slul derech ashureha, kial tzvos keholeha, shizu veha shechoreha, Lei kolos mecharfeha, b'eiz rabu figoreha, b'yal mikshas migadfeha, b'soch vishkad chatzereha, lei shimcha asher chulo, b'fi kamei mitzoreha, b'yal tachan yisav chuloch, shov ushma amoreha, v'itzion v'oreha, kimo isha v'tzireha, b'chiv sulo chagur asak, Al Baal Nureham.